and nitpick 4 minutes of a beat like this. Push them all together and have one smooth ass. Man, that shit crazy.
Very smooth. That boy Dilla, man, the truth.
Not easy.
They said that nigga was making dope shit on it with a cassette deck.
Yep.
Like just
took
like
shit apart. He took the shit apart.
Figured out how it worked. He was a fucking beast.
That's
man.
Not something to be duplicated. Like I said, that shit is on high.
Yeah.
That's why shit natural high.
Every 10 years, 20 years,
a nigga come out like that.
Don't live long, leave it. Jesus, don't live long.
And nigga, there you go. You're saying it right there.
Already got a kick in it, right?
I mean, it has a whole drum set in it. Yeah,
that's what I'm listening to.
It's soft.
Because it need a thumper, like a thumper, a lower kick to ride over on top of it. Or unless we just gonna use the drums that's already in it.
turn your body.
Yeah, turn your body. Yeah, turn your body. Yeah. Did you skate today?
Nah. I was doing work and stuff. Catching up with some hardware, which is hard. Doing some reading. Mm-hmm. Some books over there, I mean. Digging.
Seeing. Got a slew that I gotta get to, man. I got probably like $1,000 worth of books. I just been stacking them in my phone. I gotta get to them and shit.
What's your favorite book
you
got read?
The favorite book I read? Outwitting the Devil by Dale Carnegie.
That's a good book. That's a good book, bro.
Outwitting the Devil.
That's a good book, bro. I don't listen to the audio book on that joint. Went crazy. Talking about the drifters.
Earthbound creatures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You start drifting when you procrastinate.
Yeah.
He got many vices.
Many vices. Smoking.
Smoking.
Alcohol.
Putting it off. Keep putting it off.
Marriages.
Everything,
bro. He was breaking down how you can get them. It's easy.
He say he snatched you from birth. And then on when you cross over to the other side, he know you ain't strong enough to propel yourself to a higher vibration, man.
Right. When I listened to that shit in 2020, bro. That shit was deep. I was looking at Home Depot, Home Night shit.
Man, yeah, I lit up when I said that one. You thought I was gonna say the alchemy? Nah, man. I went the devil. That one, I was in the house. My son, yeah, I remember that one. I went the devil. And Kurosaki, Millionaire Next Door Secrets. Forget Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the millionaire, yeah, man. The employee versus the entrepreneur, they all in the same bracket. You see, being an entrepreneur, we don't really know what it is. If you can't leave your situation for 90 days and it ain't generating, that's not it. That's not entrepreneurship. You got to build it up to where you can scale it. That way, when you leave, it's still making money.
Right.
And that's what a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, I ain't going to say a lot. I would just say quite a few people are doing just to say they got something going.
Yeah.
And you can have something going, but you're in the hamster wheel. You're just doing a whole lot of running around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that outwitting the devil, nobody in my circle fucking with that. Nobody don't even know about that shit. Man. Shit was in 2012, man. I was reading that shit. Still got it. Oh, man, yeah.
That's like really like understanding your enemy, like not even necessarily like your enemy, because I feel like everybody has like that good and bad in them, you know what I'm saying? But
agreeable or disagreeable, yeah.
But it's to know when that shit coming to, you know what I'm saying, coming to your energy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then when I read that book, that's when I started seeing, okay, that's what that person is right now. That's what's taking over right now. I see how this shit going.
Same here.
Your ass drifting right now.
Yup. And that's when I started, like, 99% of my friends is like that. You're like, wow. So you operating on a high level. That's why niggas don't really, like, get it. So
exactly.
That's why there's no need for me to be talking.
Exactly. That's how I felt. After the whole Sam situation, bro. Because I broke. And it was like, even after our situation, I was still showing bro love. I was like, bro, there's no beef between us, bro. Like, it's all, like...
Some of us don't know how to deal with that. It's either all or nothing. Like, just because we had, you know what I'm saying, this the issue, it's not the whole thing. Like, that's when I started seeing
right.
That
they playing part of that song.
More what the women do.
Mm.
I asked you to put gas in my car, okay? I didn't do it. You know, I didn't get a chance to do it. You come home, no, nothing ain't cooked, nothing ain't, no blunt, no roll, no, nobody say good evening. Nobody. You're like, what the fuck? What happened? Are you still mad from earlier because I didn't put the gas in? Get the fuck out of here, man. And dudes is acting like that.
Yeah.
Or this is the new one I learned. When you communicate and they totally shut down. They totally shut down. That's not it. You don't even want to do it like that. You totally shut down because I confront you about it. You say, yo, Pete, don't eat out there. You ain't a member. Fuck. Now I'm in here quiet like. Quiet. And then you feeling about like, damn, what's up with your man? Now I'm straight. You straight? You got a plug? Nobody was smoking when we got here. So what? Yo, can I go outside? Oh, you just gonna smoke by yourself? Like what?
Fuck.
That's how it was going.
Man,
no.
I just seen a video about that, like shit getting crazy, like women getting masculine, niggas getting feminine.
Why? Because it's like I told you, it's the men's fault.
Yeah.
If you saying you the head of household and all this other, I'm the man and all that shit, and who's protecting them? Who's making it comfort for them? And then what man say, what they doing for us?
You getting cloned, my nigga. You just talk to your clone.
What they bring to the table? They, like, who's asking these dumbass questions like that, man? Grandma didn't ask what was on the table. She put shit on the table.
Yeah.
We call them Samuelites.
Samuelites.
Yeah. Because they taking his philosophy and regurgitating it back to us, man. And that's what's fucking up. You notice it. That shit is on black people. It ain't even on the other nations, yo. They do not want man and woman to get in harmony to get to that. Because that's what we do right here. Because once we do it, we all do it, is we shut the whole shit down. If everybody will come in agreement. And that's why I was saying in the interview. We got to get ourselves together individually. We could all come together corporately to make us. So then we can start boycotting and flexing our power.
Right.
And then start supporting people's service for what it is. If the niggas say it costs $30 to get a cut, pay the $30 and stop telling niggas, oh, I could go to my man, he can do it for $5.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't got it, man. But you got it for the blunt, though.
Right.
Or they don't want to put in for studio time and shit like that. It's like, it's like dumb, man. Hmm. But I noticed that behavior, like that shutdown behavior, niggas getting super vexed. That's that kid shit. That kid-like mentality. To us.
Oh.
He brought it to V.
see how the vibe switched? He went straight into what he liked. We would have already had some full shit already cooked up by the time he got here. That's what our mission was, but it didn't go the way it was supposed to go. So he came through and was like, yo, I already got a sample for us to chop on. And V already getting in for it. I've been doing it like this for 13 years, and we met like this in a barbershop. The studio has been back at a barbershop, and I'll be cutting, and he'll be in the back, yeah, starting the vibe. And when I finish my client, I come in at my part, and then when the client comes down, I'm like, all right, you hold it down. Then we switch out. Then when there's nobody there, we listen to the music. Then we go to car.
Yeah.
And then we go through number two until it's time another client come in.
Yeah. Coming in full circle.
Yes, this vibe we had for over 10 years, man, and everything that we're doing, we're walking right into it. Like you said, we don't have no real inspiration. We created the relationship. And he has the same relationship that this me and this man has. Thing about our crew, we don't debate about niggas that's on, cause we ain't on.
But we got time to talk about another nigga that's on for us.
Put yourself on.
Dig.
Put yourself on. We don't talk about how Jadakiss better than Lil Durk, you know. Nah, we don't do all that. That's when you start to see the ego of niggas, like, because brothers don't do what you do,
right,
and they feel left out, so they gotta have a voice on something. That's what we notice.
Whoa.
All right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or I would have the NPC in my cubicle like this right here, and I'm tapping up something, and the other machines is in the back like he doing right now, but you can't see him. He in the,
there's another door.
Yeah.
And but then you got the two shorties,
like the employees only door. That's yep. What it was.
It was the best ever, yo. It was the best situation that I got put into, and it was these two white girls that they believed in. They catered to my whole shit.
And that's
you, Miami River. Yup. That was the beginning of everything right there, yo. And I said, that's the people I need to be involved with that really fuck with me. I didn't have to bang in his beats. I didn't.
Oh, I remember. Okay.
And I recorded the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
That day solidified it. And then we played it back. He was like, bro, you played that shit. He was recording. He was like, yo, bro, that's
what we was telling him what we do about our process, how we go about our process, about we record anything.
Yeah.
We might be talking about bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's
it. We called him off guard. And he was like, oh, you recorded that shit?
But
what was that again? So y'all were talking. I can't.
He was trying so hard to associate the spiritual world with what's already obtainable.
Mm.
He was making shit more complicated than what it is.
Right.
And we were trying to dial him back, like, yo, come back. here and down here, bro. You weigh your, you know what I mean?
That's what he said. What is the major book that everybody reads?
Yeah,
he said the Bible. So he said
he wanted to hate the white man so bad, and I'm like,
we don't deal with them.
I'm like, yo, before it was white supremacy, it was black supremacy.
Exactly. Yeah. Before so, devil, it was a black devil.
I mean, yeah, like
the what's his name?
Yeah,
I took it all the way to the beginning.
So he can't even
okay.
wiggle out of that shit.
What was the first nationality?
What's the first? We the original man, right? Capitone, right?
Canaanites were black,
and then it's us that we got
black.
You feel what I'm saying?
Can't blame the crowds.
No,
because we've been told that it's a caste system.
Yeah.
It only exists in your mind. It only exists in your mind.
That's how he broke him. And then we played it back to him. Oh. He was like, oh.
He just was trying to make shit complicated. I'm like, bro, I ain't even like that, man.
So,
we don't do all of this motherfucking lyrical, spiritual shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know that we the creator of our own destiny. Whether it was negative or positive.
Right.
And we got to climb up out of that shit ourselves. Yeah.
And it's all just an experience that you're supposed to learn from and download. Yep. Because once you out of here, you got to vibrate to that next thing. Because you can't just go to the next level like that.
Yeah.
Else you're just going to stay in darkness. You're going to stay in a dark mode. Like everybody said, they go through that tunnel and they finally see the light. Nah, it ain't that easy like that, yo.
It is not. Weird shit, man.
And then when you talking all that spiritual shit, look at the life. Like, it's like the movie shit.
You're so focused on spiritual, but you still here. Look in the mirror.
You still behind on your bills and all kind of shit, my G. Cut it out, man.
You on this earth. You ain't in the stratosphere. Still got bills. Still got responsibilities.
Exactly.
Can't get away from them.
Too spiritual, man.
Yeah, people can be too spiritual. I don't know what they're doing.
That's when Malcolm found out. Martin Luther King found out. And they only gave us that speech. You ain't hear this other speech when he talk about the economics.
That's
about buying real estate and having our own banks. They murked him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way we'll have economic strength and strength. By us pulling our money together, but we gotta get ourselves right. It's a lot. And that's how I was telling you, I saw that in church. These two guys, man, they were anointed to give us the word, but it was shiestiness amongst themselves. And I couldn't believe he did his mans like that. I seen one of the dudes get sick, and Pastor Murphy healed this nigga. And once he got healed, he was like, man, I'm going to another church. Yo, I'm going to get my own church. He was like, what? The nigga was on a breath. That nigga was on the tube. Had the tube in his nose and everything. Had the thing. He was strong as shit, built and everything. Got slim, wheelchair. Pastor Murphy praying for him every fucking Wednesday. Every Wednesday night I would go. Because Wednesday night for me was the breakdown. You could ask questions. You could be like, yo, what that mean? On Sunday, you can't ask that. He got to run through the script. So that's why he was like, how you supposed to get spiritual power when you malnourished on the inside? You don't even feed your inner man. You only come to church once a week.
Right.
When Monday come, that shit going down.
Yeah.
Monday come, you going right back to what you was doing. So he was like, yo, it defeats the purpose, man.
Really
does. Yeah. Then niggas asking for bread. Then the shorties was like, they feel like they can wear whatever they want. Pastor was like, some men on the pulpit ain't strong enough to be watching you wearing your spandex and you ain't got no drawers on. She was like, but I want to wear what I want to wear. He was like, it don't work like that. I stood up and I was like, yo, y'all shouldn't be. If the pastor say, like, yo, you got to dress in modest apparel. You doing too much revealing, but I got out of the gym, then just switch out. And I seen grown fucking people arguing in the church. I was like, this shit, black people got it fucked up.
Fucked up to the T, especially now. Like,
about black
excellence. Mm-hmm. That shit late.
Mm-hmm. He said that shit late. In a mug.
It's been
on black excellence.
Shit late.
The 70s and 80s when Malcolm, I would say, well, I don't know.
We've been getting money since the beginning of time. What does that got? You know what I'm saying? Because we always focus on the bread, and it's like we ain't never had the. We gotta get the power back.
We gotta get the power back.
Yeah,
it's a tool.
All we do is get money and move away from each other, man.
And give it back to the
establishment. Where you said you running away from.
Right.
Like, it's called so boycott.
That,
you
know, that the white man ice is cold. That's all they really obtain. That's what they're. That's they.
700 billionaires in America.
Come on, man.
You know what it takes to be a billionaire, man? You gotta be.
You gotta step on some niggas, man. You gotta step on some niggas.
You gotta be ultra grind.
What? Those ain't the niggas you want to be with, like friends with. No.
At all.
Trust.
My man.
Yeah, my dude.
You ain't do that where I can do that later. As far as like hair and shit.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't gonna get it together. Too far gone. And the AI coming to take
over. Bro, it's taking over right now.
ChatGPT
be
killing the game.
They
had that shit when I was in high school.
Oh.
They writing finals and all that shit.
No cap, bro.
I seen a lawyer do it and try to win a case, and he wrote too much of what ChatGPT
was giving it.
Yeah. And they fucked him up in court, and the man had to do more time. Just take
man.
This much of the, what it said. He took the whole thing, like the teacher
word
said.
For word.
You gotta, yeah, you
can't be doing like, a word for word.
They were the encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Change the words.
Yeah.
Right out that motherfucker.
He took the whole word.
Script.
The whole script.
Set that nigga up.
Shit was deep, man.
That shit crazy, bro. And then. They on the AI picture shit where they send they pictures through and the AI create they I know you seen that
I've
shit
seen
that they doing that shit now bro and put it as their profile bro shit getting fake bro shit getting real fake out here bro
everything fake the filter era.
Yeah filter
women fake men fake everybody fake.
Food
got,
fake.
Fake
soil air. Messed up.
Soil.
That's food the whole key. Fake. That's why I
food been fake. Man.
Been fake.
Sit back and think about it. Like, damn, all these steaks in this supermarket, and it's a lot of supermarkets within this one city, and there's even more within the state. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is all these cows at? They growing cows with no head and shit like that, man.
What the dude say? Where the hell is the ox tail? Where the ox at?
Yeah.
Where is it?
They fucking them shits up. They fucking these
I only seen it one time in my life, and I've been Jamaican forever. Mm-hmm. I seen the tail like this motherfucking long. Yeah, one time. That's it. And it's like,
he said one time.
That's the only time I had ox tails.
One fucking time. I never seen an ox in America like that, yo. Mm-hmm, like, where the fuck is they cutting this motherfucker up at?
Yeah. Niggas frying oxtail.
I got treated good as a bitch out there, man. Nice. I put myself in a situation where, yeah, I could have got landslided, but it was all love, man.
That's how they do it.
Because we went to get the weed, and it was in the mountains.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So the weed was in the mountains. I looked at my girl. She was. I was like, you prepared to die? And she was like, what? I was like, I'm dead ass, man. Like, you never know. And she was like, looking at. I was like, I'm being serious. Mm-hmm. Like, then the dude Marshall came back. I gave this nigga $40. I figured he'd take 20 and get me a dub, right?
Mm-hmm.
This nigga came back like, fucking. He was like, Rastaman, there you go. I was like, yo, this too fucking much, man. I gotta go back on the boat.
Yeah.
That's the fucking truth. That is the fucking
straight
truth.
Straight up.
I did the same thing.
I got hemmed up too.
I did the same fucking thing.
Cops hemmed me up.
Because you had too much.
Had me in the joint. I knew in the back of my mind they wasn't gonna do nothing. Cause I could tell, you know how you look at people?
Yeah.
I was looking at them the whole time like they just fucking with me, mm-hmm. right? And then so, all right, we going through, they was like, you, to the side. I was like, God damn, I got this weed in my sock. I'm like, this shit ain't legal out here, right? At the time, I don't know if it's legal now. So they found the weed. They was like, where'd you get this from? I was like, it's not legal. I was like, everywhere I went, somebody was like, do you? I was like, literally, he was like, all right. So they had me in a room. So it was like a little like window. And I could see like my girl. So the male cops was flirting with my girl and shit, right?
That's
so
all
I was
they like, do. That's all they do.
I was good with it. I was like, fuck it. Like, lighten them up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So then, man, this one dude walked in, man, tall dude. He was like, you seem humble. Besides, you do not want to go to jail in Jamaica.
No.
You can go.
No,
let
yeah.
me go, man.
That's
straight
deep.
Up.
Wow, that's
he was like, you seem humble, man. Because I was just like, come on, man. Like, and then the thing is, when I got back on the boat, one dude was like, yo, did you get some weed in Jamaica? I was like, nah, man. Long story short, I got him. He's like, man, you want some? We got too much. I smoked that whole night. Went and got some pizza, chilled, smoked again. I stayed up the whole night smoking, man.
It was like it was fate. Like, you lost the shit, you came back on
some. Hell yeah, man. That shit was dope.
That's
I got a lot of love in Jamaica. I had the dreads. It's not like I already Rastaman. They was like, you're one of us. I was like,
yes, I am.
Word. Still got the dude number, though. Dude named Marshall, though, man. I ain't never hit him up, but.
How long was this?
Man, this is a while ago, B. Okay. This was like, shit, like early 2000s, probably, or mid to late.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Went on the
cruise. They in the dance hall, and they got the shit on the vine like this, my G. Walking in.
Right.
I told my brother-in-law, Humphrey, I'm like, yo, Humphrey, I need some smoke. He was like, yeah, man. Well, I go check the Ross out. I was like, all right. So we pulled up to the spot. My man was like, what you want? I was like, just a spliff. He's like,
Masoon come.
Come back. He like, yo, Ross, yo, hold this, yo. He gave me the weed, right? And I'm holding the weed. The weed start doing this shit in my hand.
Damn.
And I was like, this too much weed.
Yeah.
Man, we blowing. I'm blowing this shit out of control. And my grandmother, my mother-in-law, she got a house, was the original house, but they end up building it 3 levels. So I'm on the balcony smoking, and I left the ganja in the little cinder block.
Yeah, I know.
I came back 3 years later.
That shit's still there.
Nah. When I came in there, my locks got a little longer. They was like, Russ, yo, we're upstairs. I'll fix up upstairs, man. And we got smell something I bought up there. So we find the thing, yo, and we bun up the shit. He's like, yo, this shit had a zone in. I said, that's the same weed I left there?
That's
he said, yeah. We've been working on the house the whole time.
Oh, that's crazy.
These are the builders that was coming in fixing grandma's house up, and they found my smoke. And they was like, yo, that shit was loud.
Shit, man, I remember I was dealing with this chick named Karen, right? So her friend Veronica, she was having like a cookout or somewhere of people.
Lou already know, man. Lou family, man. Lou already does.
I get there, man. I'm like, damn, I smell weed like a motherfucker. I look to my left, I see this motherfucker. I'm just like, what up? Nigga smoked the whole time. Glad I came, man. Yeah. That shit was great.
He family. You know ben family.
That shit was
Ben
flagged.
Family, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man, that's so crazy. My man said, yo, you leave the thing, you leave the little spliff tail upstairs, man. That shit did lick off my head. I was like, what? He was like, yo, it was licking my head off. I was like, damn, I came back 3 years later. Them niggas was still there working on the house and shit. Because how they do it out there, they do piece by piece. Grandma would get the cement, then she'll get the cinder block, then she'll get the steel rods and the columns, and then they'll come do it. Little at a time.
Okay.
And that shit was deep, man. And then in the dance hall, they got the shit on the vine. The big ass vine.
With the weed.
Yeah, and the thing lightning, and they be like, yo. And they just walking through like this the whole time.
Damn.
And then they got the bag. Well, they got the
bag, yeah.
Yeah, and they holding the shit up. You like, what? But if you care, if you too flashy, them niggas gonna rob you.
You gotta be humble, man.
Definitely.
You gotta be humble, man.
You can't, and
they don't give dap out there and even do that.
No, son. No, they already know you a youngkin.
They do the hard.
They already know you youngkin, man. They already know.
Touching people's hands and
all that. No, son.
Because they gonna say you feel up yourself and all them something there, yo.
Yeah. They don't want that shit, yo. Yeah, I seen the video, white dude. Hey, man, he was like, no, he...
Especially you.
Ailey. Yeah, man, they very... Yeah. Very strict about their order, yo.
Yeah. I should have gave you the easy one first. Yeah. You know what the easy one is?
What's that?
The sample.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I got that. Bruh, yeah. I've been wanting somebody to fucking... I mean, somebody already did it, but the song never came out. So, it's like this joint here. Hold on. And really, just straight loop.
That first one you sent me,
yeah.
That's already done. That's gonna be on this one.
Word.
It's gonna be the intro to this job. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do your thing, bro. You always do your shit. Tomorrow, I'm wearing it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let that shit show.
Yeah, man.
Let that shit
show.
Yeah.